An eyewitness in Ghanese east of Blue Nile state, who does not want to be identified by his real name for security reasons and whom we are calling Musa, says at least 9 people have been killed in different neighborhoods in Ghanese east and 23 were injured since yesterday. Speaking to this program by phone, Musa says some citizens were killed inside their homes at night. He says families who have returned home in recent days after being displaced during July's clashes are now going back to the IDP camp.
Unfortunately, the clashes have renewed once again, but this time around, it took different ways. There is no confrontation as in the previous time, but up to this morning, at least 9 bodies were found killed.
South Sudan in Focus could not independently verify his statement. In July, intercommunal clashes erupted between the Hausa and Berti tribes in Blue Nile, killing nearly 100 people and injuring about 200 others. Sudanese government authorities deployed security forces in the area to restore calm. The Blue Nile state government declared a curfew in Ghanese and Eroseres area yesterday from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. until further notice. The Blue Nile Civil Society Network condemned the renewed clashes and called for calm. Speaking via messaging application from Aldamazin town, Ali Haju, the secretary of the Blue Nile Civil Society Network, says the group rejects any form of violence to resolve problems.
As civil initiative, we condemn and reject any form of violence among people. We have been advocating for forgiveness, reconciliation, peaceful coexistence, and rebuilding a social fabric among all communities in the Blue Nile region.
Had you called on all communities in the Blue Nile to refrain from violence and use peaceful mechanisms to resolve disputes? He says authorities should immediately identify the perpetrators and bring them to justice.
There is no need for racist prejudices and hate since a ceasefire has been announced. This time is meant for dialogue, reconciliation, and building social fabric. Then people can reach total consensus.
The Blue Nile state, which borders Ethiopia, is one of the strongholds of the SPLM North faction led by Malik Agar, who now serves as a member of the Sovereign Council in Khartoum as part of the Juba Peace Agreement. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.